This is Space Kate, and I'm at the Kennedy Space Center. We've been here for the Soffan Memorial Panel, and we've been looking at what will your legacy be. And we've had a very fascinating panel, but I've managed to catch up with Bill Nye, the science guy, known to millions of Americans all across age groups, who've been just fascinated by the way you've explained science to them. But not only that, you're heavily involved with the Planetary Society.
No, I'm the CEO, yes, the Chief Executive Officer of the Planetary Society, the world's largest non-governmental space interest organization, started by Carl Sagan in the winter of 1979-1980.
So, which should we go for first, Planetary Society or science communication to young people? Which is more important to you?
Science communication to young people is the main thing. Because the future, when I was very young, let's say when I was 10 years old, there were 3 billion humans. Now there are over 7. So to get all those people to have a high quality of life is going to take science and technology, and that's going to be people innovating, people come up with new ideas, and especially raising the standard of living of women around the world. And that's a very, very difficult problem. But the longest journey starts with but a single step.
Indeed it does. But certainly in the UK we've seen the problem where sort of pre-teens, girls and boys are pretty much on equal footing with science and interest in science. When they hit about 14, the girls seem to dip away from these science careers. Why is that?
What can we do?
How?
So things, if you're a woman, your life has gotten a lot better the last few centuries. So let's keep it going. Now, science, I'll claim, the process of science, the way of knowing the universe, is the best idea humans have ever had. Half of the humans are women, so half the scientists ought to be women. This is a long journey. My mother, this is not some extraordinary ancestor deep, deep in the... My mother could not get an American Express card. This would be a charge card that for an international company, because she was Mrs. Nye, even though she was also Dr. Nye. My mother had a doctorate, but that was not important to the American Express Company 30 years ago. Now, of course, that would be unheard of, unthinkable, right? My grandmother, this is not some person I never hung out with. My grandmother, it is said, did not attend the birth of her first grandson, my uncle, because she was marching in the suffragette parade to get women the right to vote. So I go way back with this.
Well, hats off to your grandmother.
Well, yeah, and this is a family myth. I was not there to verify the story. But it's a spirit. That is to say, it takes a long time, but because of international, worldwide communication at the speed of light, the internet, this software that you're using with your phone, for crying out loud, the world is changing faster than ever. So I'm very, very optimistic about the future.
And do you feel that the media is doing all that it can do to really responsibly report science?
Well, of course not. But the media, there's no such thing as the media. Media is made of humans. So we want scientifically literate media professionals who convey the excitement, the passion, beauty, and joy, the PB&J of science.
So how do we encourage more people then with the sort of scientific training, scientific backgrounds maybe, to go into editorial positions in newspapers, radio, and even into politics? Because that's where they could really make a difference.
So we just want to get so many people excited about science that when they go into any career, they are scientifically literate. That's my mission as Bill Nye, the science guy, as a professional engineer, as the CEO of the Planetary Society. These are all consistent for me. So as the world gets more and more complicated, like your listeners are using technology that my father would have found extraordinary, my grandfather would have found literally incredible. He wouldn't believe this was possible. He might believe it after you showed him, but or had him listen. But at first, he would think that's almost silly.
Well, my grandfather had a trouble with Google. He said, Kate is not working. And I said, what's the matter? He said, well, it's not showing me anything. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I've got the page, it's not showing me anything. I said, well, you have to tell it what you want to look
right.
for.
Wow, yeah.
He said, how do I know?
I'm sure he figured it out. So this is an extraordinary time we're living in. That we have this technology that we're using that that allows people to communicate faster than ever. On the other hand, we are still burning fossil fuels. We are changing the world's climate. We have the world's population getting bigger at an extraordinary rate. So the challenges are enormous, and then along with that are the opportunities.
So our main challenges to the ISU SSP 12 class, we've had a few of them laid out for us today, but what are your personal challenges for us?
To raise the standard of living for people everywhere in the world and preserving the world's climate for as many people as possible. At the same time, to seek answers to the two deep questions. Where did we come from, and are we alone? If we were to discover evidence of life on Mars, I'm imagining some ancient bacterial mat that is lithified, that's turned to stone. Or even more extraordinary but not incredible would be to find evidence of something still alive. This would be some Mars microbe, some Mars crobe, living in extraordinary salty water, oozing from a glacier in a valley near the equator of Mars. It would change the world. It would be like discovering that the Earth goes around the sun instead of the other way around. It would be like discovering that the Earth is round. It would change everything for everybody. Not that we wouldn't start driving on the right in Britain. It would be a more subtle and more pervasive and more important discovery. And this is possible through space exploration, and we are living at a time when to really do these extraordinary missions, the most cost-effective way to do it for any one entity, be it a private company, a space agency, is to work cooperatively with people in other parts of the world to explore space, because this enriches all of us. This helps us address these two big problems, human population, same-sized atmosphere, and where did we come from, are we alone? These two classes of problems are all addressed through space exploration, and the International Space University, of course, is part of that. So it's great. What a time.
Well, we were told that the best way to go ahead with this is to do it with good friends and good wine. So at this point, I shall thank you ever so much for your time and set you free.
Thank you. Let's change the world.